Breno Lavoie, one of our favorites, our NHL insider with TVA Sports, joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Breno, thanks so much for doing this.
It's always a pleasure, Jeff, and I was listening to what you were saying. I think there was no human being that thought there'll be a sweep, but a computer did, and it's EA Sports. Predict again that it will be easy for the Montreal Canadiens.
I give it the EA Sports gives Michel Therrien a lot of credit.
Yeah.
Maybe too much credit. Seriously, though, Renault, you know what? I mean, there are people who are going to say you can look at the three games, and there were times where I thought Tampa Bay was clearly the better team, but I always just had the feeling through three games that at the end of the day, Montreal was going to win it. This is a different Canadiens team this year, isn't it? And I think maybe it starts with Carey Price.
It starts with Carey, who was not as good as what we expected in the first game of that series. But after that, it was just unbelievable. That I think everybody kind of expected to see Carey being so calm in front of his net and, you know, giving confidence to his teammates in front of him. So that happened, actually, even during the overtime of the first game. Carey was just unbelievable. And since then, he didn't look back. The main difference, I think, is the experience of that team. When you're playing a guy like Daniel Briere on the fourth line, I mean, with all that he did in the playoffs, what he's bringing to the other players, like a David Desharnais, who told me that, you know, he's learning a lot this year just to look at what Daniel is doing to prepare himself for a game. You know, those players look alike. In a way, because Daniel was such a phenom during the playoffs earlier in his career. So it's fun to see the ambience at the Bell Center. I mean, it's just unbelievable, Jeff. You need to be there for that once. It's totally crazy, to be honest with you. So everything seems to be going in the Montreal Canadiens' way. And it started with Ben Bishop being hurt, because I'm sorry, but that playoff series will be totally different with Ben Bishop in net. I mean, that guy is unbelievable, and you know exactly what he did for the Lightning this year when you're looking at, you know, all the issues Tampa's having right now.
The Canadiens have led 3-0 in a Stanley Cup playoff series 30 times before. They've won 22 of them. They've completed the sweep in 22 of those 30 instances. And one of the things I really like about this team, Renault, is you know, I mean, obviously you've got the stars in this team, the guy that you count on, and then there's Rene Bork having the great playoff. But the guy who has really impressed me is Brendan Gallagher. He looks like, you know what he reminds me of? He reminds me of a guy. He reminds me of some of the guys who played in those old Canadiens championship teams, those old NHL teams, you know, the teams of the 70s and 80s.
He's a gamer. He's a true competitor. And, Jeff, what you're saying is he's a warrior and a guy who knows how to win. And it's exactly that. He's kind of a phenom, too, because I remember early in the season, he was playing with Lars Seller and Alex Galchenyuk, remember?
And they had a hell of a game in Toronto, as a matter of fact.
Exactly. And the Desharnais and Pacioretty line was struggling. So Michel decided to make a move and put Gallagher with those guys. And believe me, there was players upset in that dressing room not having Gallagher on their line. Gallagher, everybody wanted to play with that kid because he made everybody look good. He was doing the dirty work. And when you look at his goal that he scored with Kleenex in his nose,
right?
It's exactly the Brendan Gallagher type of hockey. He's a warrior. I mean, the kid is just unbelievable, and everybody loves him in this dressing room. And think about all those teams that, you know, decide not to draft him. And I understand why, because he's not the tallest, but he wasn't playing well in Western Canada. I just don't understand how is it possible that he's not playing for the Flames, the Oilers, or the Canucks. I mean, how is it possible that a kid like that is with the Montreal Canadiens? And that's a huge difference for that team, because when you're drafting a guy in fourth, fifth round who's playing like that, it's just a bonus.
And you know what? He looks, there are guys, and I mean, I've lived in Montreal, there are guys, you look at them and you go, I can see this guy having a long career with the Canadiens, and he's one of them. I can see him having a long career with that organization.
You don't want to trade him, that's for sure.
Hey, what's your sense, Renaud, of Steven Stamkos? And where his, I was going to say where his head's at now, literally and figuratively, but it was kind of an interesting scene yesterday with John Cooper. And at first, it kind of annoyed me, but then I almost, looking back at it and seeing some of the tape, I kind of like what he did in some ways.
Yeah, exactly. It's not the first time that John Cooper is going in a scrum like that. He did it during the season. John is a different bird. Huh? He's not your typical coach who's upset after a win. I remember just after game two, I was walking into with him to go at his press conference in Tampa, and he stopped and he started to chat with people and started to laugh with other people. I mean, I didn't expect that, but you see that he's really calm. So what he did yesterday with Steven Stamkos is not new, but I like what Steven Stamkos said. I want to play more.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that everybody was all smile, but Steven Stamkos should play more.
And you think he made his point?
Well, in a way, yes. Mm-hmm. I remember John Tortorella at one point. I was covering the Tampa versus Jersey series a few years ago, after the 2004-05 lockout. And I remember that that was in 07, and Torts was playing St. Louis and Le Cavalier 26 to 27 minutes per game. I know it's too much. I know it doesn't make sense, and I understand that. But when you're losing a playoff series 2-0, you need to put Stamkos more than, I think, 19, 20 minutes. I know he was injured at the end of the game, at the end of the second period. That, for me, doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Stamkos should play in PK too. He should be on the ice. You never know what's going to happen, even if it's a 4-on-5. He needs to be involved more. You know what? You can't give a lot of credit to the Canadiens defensemen and the players on the ice, but Steven Stamkos, in my book, is still one of the best skill players. If not, you know, he's got maybe more skills than Sidney Crosby.
I was going to say he does.
Player,
yep.
All around, not sure. Not sure. I think Sidney is a better player all around, but he's got skills.
Mm-hmm.
So play him, because it's going to be quick, and it seems that way right now, that it's going to be really quick. It's going to be a 1-2-3-4 playoff series.
Renaud Lavoie, TV Sports, joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Renaud, before we let you go, the hit by Matt Cook on Tyson Barrie. Matt Cook has been given the option of an in-person hearing, which is, as we all know, usually means that whatever penalties are going to come down are going to be on the maximum side. What do you think the NHL does with Matt Cook? Because here is a guy, and we talked about it in the morning with the guys in the morning show. We know what the guy's track record is, but we also know that the guy, for the most part, has played it above board for the past couple of years.
Jeff, I'm sorry. I cannot justify a hit like that. Mm-hmm. I cannot. I mean, I like all the replays that everybody showed last night. Just like he knew exactly what he was doing, because just before the hit, his left knee was already going
right
on his opening knee. It's textbook. I want to hit you, and I want to make sure you're going to be hurt. And you know what? I'm tired of it. I don't know for you, Jeff. I am tired to see that crap.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care that in the last 2 years you were, quote-unquote, kind of fair player playing on the line. I don't care. Mm-hmm. I mean, the league is stepping up and saying to everybody, this is the end of that. And if you don't understand, we don't care. We're going to punish you until you're gone. And you know what? At one point, I know in the OHL, it's over the board. Mm-hmm. I saw some suspension that was given this year that made me upset when I see guys being suspended for 15 games plus when a guy was sliding on the board. You could have justified maybe a 5 to 10, but sometimes 15 plus is kind of crazy. But at one point, I'm pretty sure the league will say to those players, hey, guys, we have a new rule for you. We're going to put that in the CBA. Mm-hmm. And if you're doing stuff like that over and over during your career, how many times that guy ruined a career? I remember Vinny LeCavalier being hit at the end of one season. Last game or two games left to the season, blow to the shoulder collapsing. He needs to go for rehab to four to 6 months. And after that, it was a tough career for Vinny. Look at what he did to the Boston Bruins, Mark Savard.
Right.
And those guys are skilled players. He's hurting skilled players. He's not hurting your fourth line guy. He's not hurting the guy who's in the AHL up and down. He's going on the best players all the time. Ryan McDonough is an example. I mean, Jeff, come on. What else do you need? Mm-hmm. What else the league needs to know? You just go down the list who that guy hurts in his career and tell me that it's not obvious that he's going at the best players all the time. All the time.
Good stuff as always, Renaud. I appreciate you doing this.
Well, it's always a pleasure, Jeff, and I think the league is going the right direction. And Stefan Quintal, and before there was Brendan Shanahan, mm-hmm. who was there, who did a hell of a job. And I'm so happy to see that because I'm tired and I'm pretty sure fans are tired.